the basic purpose of this conference, which is a major regional conference. CEBEAL is an international organization. And every year, and there are chapters in all over the country and all over the world, the North California chapter is putting on this conference.
Okay, tell me, are there speakers, are there workshops? What kind of things will go on in that 2 days in Santa Rosa?
Oh my goodness, we have a lot of speakers that we have rounded up from all over the United States. And one actually is coming from Gaza, Dr. Mona Al-Farah. She is a Palestinian physician and lives in Gaza, and she will be coming to speak at the conference. The executive director of CEBEAL, the organization, will be here. Hawaida Araf, who is a woman, she's an attorney. She's the founder of the International Solidarity Movement. She was also on one of those, I don't know if you know anything about, a few years ago, the flotilla of ships that was trying to carry supplies to Gaza and was attacked. And
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, so she will be here. Lara Kiswani from San Francisco, another amazing young woman. Reverend Niall Fort, who's very involved in the Black Lives Matter and has also been to Palestine. Our own Alicia Sanchez, who is the president of another local radio station.
KBBF.
KBBF. And we're trying to really help bring the parallels, you know, show people that so much of what is going on there is also going on here. And that's why we've invited local people to speak.
Sure. Now, I understand from reading some of the materials that one of the issues that you're hoping to talk about is the BDS, what's called the boycotting, divestment, and sanctions against Israel or companies that do business with Israel. Can you answer some of the objections that people might have to that, where someone might say, well, Israel may have policies that you disagree with, but to cut off their economic underpinnings would be a negative thing rather than a positive thing for them?
Right. That will not be a major focus in the conference, but I do believe that Dalit Baum, who is an Israeli Jewish woman, will be probably including that aspect. And the whole point of BDS, I'm kind of amused that you brought it up so early, but it is an issue for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And basically, we figured out after 70 years of the Israeli government, of the Israeli state being there, and after almost 50 years of an occupation, and the Palestinians losing more and more ground literally every year, they basically figured out that we have to do an international boycott, especially of the companies that are on the illegally occupied West Bank. And we've done it for South Africa. And it worked. And, you know, they tried all kinds of other things. They tried violence. They tried nonviolence. They tried, you know, speaking in all kinds of venues. And the occupation gets worse every year. And there's so much misinformation about the Palestinian story. I mean, I'm Palestinian, and I have my own story I could tell if you're interested, of my own family. I was born there. And so BDS is a tool. It's a non-violent tool that some people believe will eventually help bring about some human rights to the Palestinians.
Okay. In the last 30 seconds or so that we have, if you were to talk with someone who may disagree with some of your policies or some of your ideas, what would you want to tell them? What would you want them to know about the life of Palestinians and how the movement that's exemplified by your conference could improve that life? What would you want them to know?
Well, I would want them to know that the Palestinians are human beings. They are indigenous people. I come from a family that has been in Palestine since 1550 that we can trace our history back. They deserve human rights. And people here in America need to know the story of the Palestinians because our tax dollars, about $4 billion a year, support that occupation. and we are complicit. And therefore, we need to open our eyes and understand that people are people everywhere. And, you know, the Palestinians have rights. And it's to the extent that we can understand more clearly the story of the Palestinians that we can be part of the solution and not continue the problem.